Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
Arms out to your mum's house. 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 Arms out to your mum's house.
Easy, easy,
yellow,
easy.
Yellow, right in the lines.
Arms house to your motherfucking mom's house, episode 113.
113.
We are on our way to go meet a legendary bomber.
An inside king, an inside don, someone who's been around a long time.
The indelible idea. Indelible. Oh dear. DDS.
Yeah, boy.
DTB, FBS, TKS, TVZ, you name it, he's in it, man.
And we've got a nice idea. We're going to try and ride the lines and catch joke with him, man.
Yeah, we're going to try and like reminisce back to them days, you know what I mean? Where we used to just jump on the trains or run around and just, you know, write on things.
But
man,
what were you saying? We're just journalists.
That's the thing. I want to say this now. We are journalists and we are just documenting the culture, all right? These are grown men.
Yeah, exactly.
These are grown men we're about to go meet. They do what they do. We do not encourage this sort of behavior, put it that way. Okay? So peace and love. We're going to head down to Earl's Court Station on the legendary London Underground. Big up to everyone showing love. Leave a comment, leave a like, send us in a listener's question. We got graph critique. We got a listener question as well, maybe. We got all sorts going on tonight.
But we're
going
to have a lot of chat. With idea, like
yeah,
a lot
man.
Of chat.
We're gonna reminisce.
Don't leave any bait comments, you pricks.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
I mean, we're trying to do this on these hot ones, these nice ones, these different ones. It's give you something different. So don't bait it up.
Yeah, man. All right, sweet.
Arms house.
We'll see you soon.
Arms house to your mum's house. Your mum's house. It's getting emptier. Nah, it's full of cheeps. That's it. I told you, motherfuckers. Off you get, lads. Damn. And that's who we're meeting, yeah? Man's on the old central, and the first one we get on, bruv. The first one! Oh, yeah, so tell me again, what were you just saying? This is what?
That's stealth, man. So that's pure stealth by itself.
Pure stealth by itself, because he's got a mix. He's got a mix of different shit.
Yeah.
And stealth, for people that don't know, is you can get a reach in stealth mode and it doesn't even show up.
Yeah, so it comes out like water. But then we've got the mix one as well.
Yeah. But when does it turn into that? Like 20 minutes?
Soon, no, it'll be 24 hours.
24 hours?
Yeah, so it needs, it's UV reactive, so it needs the sunlight.
Shit.
So, you know, these trains go outside, so tomorrow morning, that's when it will. So literally, people will be sitting here and it'll be just appearing.
Yeah.
In the morning.
It's
crazy.
Because Zombie uses that a lot
Zombie
on this
uses
carriage.
A lot, yeah. That's the spot. That's Zombie spot.
In it and banging, I said there's gonna be an idea or a zombie reach.
Yeah.
I mean, probability-wise, man.
Yeah.
probability wise, you know, I'm not surprised, man. I'm not surprised. And that's nowadays. Back in the days,
yeah,
it was standard procedure.
Standard.
Man. On the district line, the orange doors.
Even this line, the old central lines, there were so many riders doing the intake.
Yeah,
you get on, you fight for space.
But the ideaism reach, I love that, bro.
Yeah, I'll say it, respect.
I love
man.
That, bro.
Love it, love it. Kind of finishes it off, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I used to write Idea 1.
I like
Idea
it when
one.
You do it with a Z as well.
Yeah, I used to write Idea 1 a lot as well, bro.
Yeah.
Everyone writes one, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's a reach, bro.
It's a killer.
Me? I kind of prefer the look of a reach when they've tried to buff it.
Yeah.
You know them ones, and it's like a bit purpley
nice,
here,
smudge,
and like, you know it's never coming out.
Yeah, it creates like a nice cloud around it.
Yeah,
and then you just see it makes it stand out.
Yeah, so, and you know that person was like there, and they just thought, nah, allow it.
Allow
like,
it.
Not, it's not coming
enough.
Off. Yeah, allow it.
Not sick. Getting paid enough for this.
Yeah, exactly.
It's too much.
So. Oi, that was so good. That was a touch and a half, bro.
It's a touch, isn't it?
Touch and a half.
It's crazy.
Amigo Pi people, we're here with the legendary Odia, aka Idea.
Say.
How come put this in DDS? I'm going to be in DDS like four
Funny
times.
Guys.
Jesus Christ. You know, we actually got messages from people going, when are you going to stop talking about DDS
really?
And fucking ancient writers? That's
wow,
what he said.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm proud to be ancient.
Someone else said to me, now that you're in DDS, and I was like, no.
That's dope.
I mean,
but
it's
we're
good.
Still active, man. It's all
that's
love,
the thing.
It?
That we were talking about this before, man. Like, we don't want to be known. This is a lifestyle, and it's a lifelong thing. It's not
that's
just
right.
I'm gonna do
back
it for fun,
that.
Or
yeah,
you know the phrase. You know the phrase that fucking irks me the most.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
it's really fucking insulting.
Yeah.
When someone says, "Oh, I grew out of it."
Yeah.
I'm like, grew out of what?
I don't hear that. Like,
yeah.
You were never in it, you mug.
You were never in it. You grew out of it. Exactly.
Maybe they didn't grow enough.
Yeah.
They didn't grow enough, so they bounced out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the thing, man.
Because I mean, a lot of come and goes, man, over the years.
Yeah,
it didn't mean enough to you. And we were saying, when we were saying in KFC, how many people you've seen come and go?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not even getting it. Just left or being a bit bored.
They're around for maybe a couple of years and then gone. Literally. Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, I get it. People have families, have babies, but. Yeah.
Of course.
Even then, there's more stayers than the ones that have gone, I reckon.
Yeah.
You know, real. It far outweighs them, you know?
Yeah. And the hip hop culture in general is always looked at as a young man's sport or whatever,
in inverted commas,
because it's a young genre.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It was started by kids.
Yeah.
But we've grown with it.
That's right.
And now you can have old grown man shit.
That's it.
Now you've got like KRS-One and other 60-year-olds.
Yeah,
60, 70-year-olds, some of them, you know
and
what
that's
mean?
The beauty about graffiti now. It's grown so much, so there is generations, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's, and it's the mix of people that you meet doing it.
Yeah.
So you can't be that.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't be that. From all, we're all different colours, all different ages, all different backgrounds.
And also, because it's so young still, you can trace the lineage easy now because it's not like
history as well.
Exactly, and you can.
When we were younger, there was like 2-3 generations above us max.
Yes,
you know what I mean,
right.
And you knew all of them.
That's
like we were chatting about Rosa and
Ray. Yeah, they're all
Cherish,
the kings. They're all the kings.
Yeah. And now there's. If you're 16, imagine how many generations there is. And what
imagine.
You can look at and how you can get schooled and that.
How many names have you seen that coming up?
Yo. Yeah, insane, man. I mean, Matt, we got so much to get through, man. We know you represent northwest. North.
Yeah, well, I'm from east, but I lived in northwest for many years.
Yeah, because I've always associated.
Yeah,
where
I'm originally
from north. Golders.
Yeah,
that was your
yard.
Yeah,
I was like Hendon, Golders Green, but my parents are always from where I am now. So I left home when I was like early 20s, but I was living in northwest before that anyway.
Yeah.
I've had a mad sort of up and down. That's why many writers, and anywhere, they all say, oh, you're from Northwest.
Yeah.
But now they realise I've gone back home.
Yeah.
Because
I was going to say, like...
it's cool.
I saw you posted this on your Instagram, that top one.
Oh, yeah.
And it was still there.
Still there. Me and... Me and Diet was going out, doing a lot of pieces.
Yeah, man.
Just linking
still
up.
Still there, bro.
Still there.
What's that, Hampstead?
And if you go towards Crickwood, there's another bridge.
Okay.
And there's a fig and an Odia there as well.
And you got, you put up PHM. Yeah. I always loved that crew. Pure Hot Moves.
He was helping me paint, didn't he?
So you're...
That's his crew, isn't it?
Yeah, man.
So there's DDS, FBS, TVZ. PHM,
PBS,
AC.
I'm in
PBS,
AC.
PBS, panel BS.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know, but that AC sign, that comes from my head.
Shut up.
Yeah. Well, the crew was invented in my flat, but we was thinking about, what do they call it? Yeah, how to do it. And then one day, I was just sketching, I said to the guys who was in my flat, me, Boss, Song, I said, what about if we do this? And then a few of them just started, and that was it. We was like, we've got it, bro.
Oh, classic.
Yeah. That's so a lot of people don't know it because they think, oh, it's Cos has repped it.
Of course, yeah.
But actually, I thought of that sign.
Who's crew is it?
No, it's me, Zonk, and Boss. Yeah, we actually started it in my flat. Yeah, Cos might have been there.
It's flat.
Yeah, but it was in my flat, man. You know, you're going through crew names, like.
Yeah.
And we're like, yeah, that'd be a good crew, all city, like.
Having a zoo, doing sketches, and then watch all city.
And obviously, all writers can relate to all city.
But do you know what now has happened?
Bro.
How many all cities there are in different countries now?
Yes, you're right.
Bare people, look, that's a sick name. Yeah. Let me do all city.
When we chatted to Scheme, episode 34 or 36, I can't remember.
Yeah, I remember.
He mentions the All City came from the basketball tournament that happened in New York. It meant in all the boroughs, there was the All City tournament. The writers from back then, they took that All City thing. That meant that you've done those boroughs. Oh, you know what I mean? Yeah. And that's what All City meant. And he took it from the basketball.
Yeah.
The term All City comes from... it comes from... basketball tournaments. That was the term with like the Gauchos, like was a like Harlem and the Bronx basketball team that had the Gauchos, right?
Yeah,
and they play all over the city, and that was a term used in relation to basketball, and it somehow floated over to the terminology floated over into graph.
Because it sounds nice, man. Being all city sounds nice,
right.
And that obviously, you know, just resonated throughout the world, man. So now there's, all city.
It's become like a saying in graffiti, isn't it? Like,
yeah, exactly.
If you're not all city, you're not really dead, you know what I mean?
I mean, I've never been all city, man. One day, maybe.
Like in Wildstyle, when that guy's with his mum, is it Scheme? Yeah. It's like, I'm farming to all city. I'm for all city.
Yeah.
And she's like, what are you talking about? Do you hear him? All city, like he owns the city. Yeah. It's so funny.
That's exactly what she
does. She don't own shit.
But if you're growing up in Graf, you want to be all city, man.
Yeah.
The more, the better.
That's the goal. That's the aim at the end of the day. I mean, man, and that's the thing. There's one thing about going all city once, but there are people who've done it twice, three times, four times, seven times.
Yeah.
And like we were talking to you earlier as well before
even
we got
with different names, even all city with different names.
For real. That's like next level.
For real.
But we were talking about when you want to have longevity, you kind of have. We've spoken about this with Mean as well. Like you can't be constantly.
That's
right.
Very few. It's gonna catch up to you. You're gonna catch something.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's that type of game, innit? It's like, you're taking risks every day, man.
Yeah, it's like spinning plates.
And if you get deeper into it, you might think you're not taking bigger risks, but you are.
Yeah.
Because it's addictive. That's the addiction.
Yeah, you get accustomed to the risk.
Yeah.
You get more complacent.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah, and that's a dangerous game.
Graffiti writers are clever people, man. And we get to, as you know, we get in all kinds of places.
So, I mean, you're right. They are clever, savvy.
Yeah.
But they can be very dumb as well sometimes.
Exactly.
But and it takes making mistakes. It's usually trial and error before they learn.
That's
unless
right.
you have mentors who kind of instill it in you young.
That's
you
right.
Know?
What about you? Do you like have no photos or like external HD card?
I used to have a lot of stuff and it all got took off me when I got raided by police.
Oh, right.
And
so now, what, are you like more cautious?
Full of magazines, all photos. My. And as I kept getting nicked for graph quite a lot when I was younger, it just become long to get all that.
Yeah.
Do you know, I wish I had persevered, but...
But now what are you saying? Like, if you went and did a panel, would you put it on an HD card and store it at your girls?
No, I would,
all
yeah.
Of
I'd do it digitally, yeah. I would.
And it wouldn't be in your house?
No.
And there's no reaches and that, and your door and that in your house?
I haven't touched a panel for about 4 years. I did go and touch an overground train, you know, the new ones that go Liverpool Street.
What a stinking yellow BR, bro!
A stinking BR, but they look kind of, they're still overground, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
But to me, I know, it's still not.
I want London Overground.
London
one.
Overground,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
Stratford
yeah.
trains and that.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah. Got to do my first outline, but I threw up an ID, didn't it? So it weren't OD. ID, ID, and then I was filling in the two letters and then. Look to the left, and we just saw an army of like torches coming down.
Nah.
Like, we was right at the first car, so we just ducked down the tracks and got in the whip. Gone.
Is it Earl's Court, you said?
Nah, this was up in North London. Anyways.
Yeah. Big up Koff and Pies and all in the smashing it, bro. Koff last night went out, -3 in the morning.
Wow.
And he told me another funny voice note. No, I'm going to go out free. I'm going to fucking take my tent, couple of zoops. I don't care if I freeze, bruv. I don't care. If I freeze, I freeze.
He's on it, he's on it.
Yeah, but the layout weren't there, man. It weren't there. So we were going to plan it for next weekend. But them lot are smashing it.
On it. It's good to see Pies coming back as well.
Yeah, the mince pies. Have you seen mince pies?
I ain't seen the mince pies.
Let me take my phone. Let me show him something.
Yeah, Pies has been back on it. That's another guy who kind of dipped and then came back.
Just
and
come
then dipped,
out. Came and back. He, the guy campaigned and he loves the panel.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Them lot are real stuff, man.
Real shit.
Good
man.
Stuff. Yeah, man.
The real.
Koff, I remember when I seen him just before, about a month before Christmas. And he's telling me about when he done G votes.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, bruv, I can't, you know, I can't. I just love to be able to, the fact I can come out now and I've had kids. Uh-huh. Once in a while, I'll come out and do a panel. I feel lovely. You know the way he talks that?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, yeah. Oh, is that what he's done?
Theme, can I show that picture on the pod? Or no?
Hold on, it's just a little
bit. Oh,
no,
I can't.
No. Oh, no, it's overground.
See it there, see it there.
No way, top to bottom.
All right, I don't think I can show this on the pod.
Shit, that looks hard. Top to bottom pieces. Okay, so it's the Southeastern.
Yeah.
Sick. Wow, they top to bottom it. Platform.
Let me ask this then, for when, because for people who don't know, we got a lot of younger people watching.
Is this the right train? Let's check.
Yeah, where's the right
slip? Oh, cool.
Okay, good.
See the mince pies?
Oh, yeah.
That's a district.
Oh, that's sick.
Is that a district?
Top to
bottom. No, it's not.
Top to bottom,
Blockbuster. I don't think we can show you guys these pictures, so
wow.
Watch as they revel.
That's sick. Oh, it's full bubbles in that inside. That looks sick.
So, we got some youngsters watching, yeah? We got people in Australia. Shout out everyone in Australia.
Bigger.
And Glasgow, all over the place. They might not know. Back in the mid to late 90s, every fucking train door was done by one of you lot.
Yeah.
Particularly yourself.
Yeah.
Now, was there...
And Steez. I always want to pick up Steez for the insights.
Steez. And Keane as well, up in East London. Yeah, Keane. Yeah. I remember seeing them on all the districts, on all the middle doors, you know, the brown doors.
Yeah, man.
But what I kind of want to envision, like, take us back to that time. Because I not heard stories of you lot, there would sometimes the tactic would just be like, bum rush the train.
Yeah.
Bare of you. Yeah. Not, you're not going to get any hero factor.
Yeah, yeah,
everyone's
yeah.
just going to read
it. It's more like
read,
a train jump. We just like, rush it.
Rush it.
Yeah.
Or were there more covert ways? How
do
you kind of
zero
down?
I mean, we were
down?
More tactical with it.
Yeah.
So we're going to do like a bit of what we're going to do tonight. You're going to see how we run it.
Yeah.
So, but other times when it's a get together, it's fun.
Yeah.
But we're only going to get one train done where... I prefer to get as many as possible and not get seen by anyone.
So, like, the time of day, obviously,
yeah,
is important.
Yeah, all counts.
Yeah, like, which part of the lines, like, because we're heading now to the end,
we're
end,
going
end
to
of
the end
line,
of the line.
Where obviously it gets more dead,
it gets
dead.
Quiet. You'll see, this will get empty as we go up.
Yeah.
And then when we change to the other side, we're good to go.
Then we're good to go. Yeah. And usually, I mean, this might seem very obvious to us lot, but like I said, there's people listening who might not have a fucking clue. You'd get on a train, batter the carriage, jump out, wait for the next train, jump on that, or would you make your way all the way down that same train?
No, well, what we do is we'll get on a train and we'll ride that down until we've hit like one or at least two carriages.
Yeah.
On a good night, we'll move down, start on the back, and we'll get off at the third carriage. So we'll be, by the time we get off, we'll be like four or five stops down. And then what we'll do is we'll rotate. We'll go back up and go back down.
Okay, round.
So in one night, we do 4 hours. You know, we're hitting like over 10 trains.
How many central lines are running at one time? Do you know? Is it about 50 or so?
I think the biggest stock in the underground is Northern Line and Central Line.
Okay.
So Northern Line is 130 trains, if I remember right.
Oh shit. Okay.
And the Central Line is close behind. It's not as much, but like 119 or something.
So within a four-hour period, you could probably hit around half of them.
Yeah. You could, yeah. Well, I wouldn't say half, but maybe not. A big chunk.
Nice.
I mean, it's a lot. I mean, even in 4 hours, you have to put a bit of work in.
Do you get upset if you get on a train and you don't see your tag on it?
Well, yeah.
Like, hold on.
If I've been active and I'm not seeing nothing, like the buff's keeping up, I must admit, I get a bit upset.
Yeah.
But I'm active, bro. So
fuck the buff.
Yeah, fuck the buff, man. We like them to try and keep up with us.
Yes. Which they ain't doing, motherfuckers, which they ain't doing.
I mean, if you look through, I've got inside on the next carriage.
Oh, is it?
I've only just, look, stealth, if you look through.
Get through, we'll go through, we'll take some bids.
We can walk through.
So this leads me on to, like, kind of talking about back then and to nowadays. Mm. Like, for example, you showed us that mad, what's it called, the Stealth Inc.
Oh, yeah, Stealth, yeah.
And, like, so the changes, the differences, the differences between back then to now, what are some of the major ones for you?
The major differences is the availability of...
You can just get your hands on it.
Paint, pens, ink, everything's gone tenfold.
It's readily available at any time.
We used to be racking in Woolworths and then all the shoe shops for our ink.
Yeah.
But it would work, we'd get by. But I mean, and racking all our art shops.
Yeah.
But now the ease of it is, it's kind of beautiful.
Do you remember going out miles away just for racking?
Yes, I do.
And then not telling, or one of your brethren sells someone the plot. And we went Alperton to get fit. Yes. Like, why are you telling the plot?
Yeah.
And then everyone's going Alperton to get fit.
And then
like,
that brother who told it, who leaked it, would be getting stuck on. Why are you telling people plots, bro?
Yeah. But funny. Just for racking.
Yeah,
and
man.
Now, like you say, you get it delivered to your house.
Yeah, man.
Just delivered to your
just
house.
Just order that shit. I mean, or you can just visit the grass shop.
Yeah,
and it's so beautiful.
Or you would go to the spot.
That's
that
the one. That's a lot. This is a lot.
So this. What is he holding?
He's holding the purple dye fibbins, baby.
Purple fibbins, top.
The stainer.
Yeah.
The indoor stainer.
Seen a lot of action that stuff.
This is. I remember back in the 90s, early 2000s, there were two shops I knew.
Yeah,
there was
Holborn,
one in Greenford and Holborn.
Holborn and Liverpool Street as well.
And Liverpool Street.
Yeah.
Now, the Greenford one had Maltonian.
Yes.
Not
I know
Fibbins.
That. Maltonian.
That was it.
Maltonian was good as well.
That was dope.
And before this come out, the old Maltonian used to be in Woolworths.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Certain shoe shops.
Before the Woolworths.
Punch and Maltonian.
Yeah, man.
But it was never purple, was it?
Never purple. Yeah. So that's why when this come out, everyone was on it.
And for those that don't know, this is shoe leather dye for dyeing shoes. And the reason why it was cool, because it came in really cool colours. Oxblood. But the purple,
dark brown.
All
the normal colours, blue, red.
Navy blue, green.
But like you said, the green was good.
Yeah.
I remember I'm using an Able. They were using the green.
Able.
On the Little Mix.
Yes.
And everyone else was using oxblood or purple. And then they come out with the brown and green. And the insides were just looking crazy.
Actually, that brings me... I've mentioned this on the pod before about my man Frizz. Mm. He had like a chemistry set and he would like drop in a pipette like different mixes of
I've
fibbins
heard about this,
for
yeah.
his pens.
Yeah.
Like, but I remember the 83 bus.
Yeah.
You and Frez used to catch mad insides,
we
right?
We used to bomb that line hard.
Yes.
Because where I lived on it, and also he did as well, I remember. That's mad you remember that.
Well, no, I chatted to him. I told him you're going to be on. And he said, yo,
that's
remember
crazy.
These days.
Yeah. Every bus,
on
man.
On the 83 bus.
Yeah, 83s and the 183s, we used to destroy them.
Oh,
like,
mate.
The top windows would be posked out.
Oh, yeah, you know, the windows.
Yeah, all different colours, like multicoloured windows.
Do you
whole
remember
top
that? The bus going past, you stand on the pavement and you look up at the bus and you can see the backwards reaches and they were battered.
Well, me and Frizz learned how to do our tags backwards
so that we did it
on the window so that from the outside you can see it, you know?
A lot of
and
people
then the
lean
outs as well, because there were the slide windows and you'd lean your hand out and just blind trying to do tags on
Six
the outside.
And then if you're on a bus and you see it, you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Or even on from the road, like, you see that, you'd be like, whoa. So
really, I forgot about that.
So this is a nice long stop here.
Yeah, what's this worry now?
I think it's Greenford to somewhere.
Yeah, we're getting there. We're heading out west.
We're nearly there.
And then all of these after like rice slip to rice slip to rice slip. That's mad.
Yeah. Matey's coming as well, so he'll meet us up there sometime.
So what do you do? Let's say if you're catching a tag, it's during the day.
Yeah.
There's a couple people on the, let's say a middle-aged woman goes, "Hi, how dare you? What are you doing there?"
Yeah,
what would you ignore them and just walk away?
Yeah,
or would you be like,
to share people. Like, I just, the less interaction, the better.
The better, yeah.
So I do, I like them not to see me. That's how I move.
Okay.
But we judge people, innit? There's a lot of young people. We get on, they love it.
They love it.
Especially when I'm with my boy, even if I'm on my own. They'll see me and I'll be like, "Oh, let me have a go," and stuff, like, you know.
Yeah. If it's a middle-aged woman, I don't want to cause her any
grief. It's definitely changed, yeah. But you still got to be careful, man.
Of course.
Because just the other week, we ran off White City platform just because we got someone saw us. And we're normally very good, but
what, someone saw you and then
by the time
called
we got
up.
Yeah, they'd seen us further up the line, I think. And then when we got to White City, we got off the train, there was like five of them standing there. All with walkie talkies, all orange.
Oh shit.
And we didn't even wait for them to say excuse me. We just ran we ran through them, yeah, and just ran off the end of the platform in front of the train and everything. And they were going, "No!
No, they can't do it. They can't do it. So they're like,
shook.
And also now they got to stop the line.
Yeah.
They got to run the trains no more. Yeah. Everyone's
literally,
getting
we ran down for literally, like, you guys know, you go around the corner and we got off there.
Yeah.
And we come out near all that White City station.
Oh, that women's hostel. That's what that is.
Yeah. Sort of further down from the BBC.
Yeah.
I
mean. That's crazy.
Can I just show him something else?
Yeah, sure. But we can't show that on the pod, right?
No,
okay. Showing him more train videos and pictures.
Sick. Oh, another one. Look at the knee. Oh, man. That is sick.
The Vizzo at the beginning.
Who done this to Rich?
I don't know. Geezer who writes Rich, isn't it? Richie.
Yeah, is that Richie? Oh, sick.
Oh, boy, look
two, at what? How many is that? Two top to bottom hole cars?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
See the Vizzo at the beginning.
That's crazy. Crazy train. Especially to see that in London, isn't it?
It's crazy. Really
where's
cool.
Baron's Court?
Stamford Brook, bro.
Oh, Stamford Brook.
They've done it.
Oh, sick. Top to bottom colours.
But the names on here, yo. Vizzo.
Big.
Teach. Cough. Big. Pies. Neat. Neat, bro.
Neat.
Salute
out.
All them lot, man.
Neat's
but
back.
We can't show you the pictures, so you know what I mean? Like, we're just giving them blue balls
cough
now, you know what I mean?
What? Cough will stab me in the neck.
Yeah, okay. So what was your favourite line to bomb back in the day
back
and then
the
your favourite now?
I'd say, well, we're on one of them, Central Line.
Central.
Then I had Bakerloos and Northerns were my favourite. But on top of that, it's hard because I love the Little Mets and I love the old Big Mets.
What about the District, though?
And the District as well.
The District was my favourite.
I used to associate you with the Northern.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that
but
was
But I'll tell
bad.
You, my outright favourite was the Little Mets back in the day. Just because the insides and the way...
The doors!
Even the yards,
yeah.
And the way it travels, like,
miss those.
You know, like the old New York trains, they travel, it's elevated.
Yeah, elevated outside.
So when I was coming up, I used to think, oh, this is the line.
Yeah,
you know, because
yeah.
I used to go to Latimer Road and just watch trains.
Yeah.
And just feel good that I'm up there, you're elevated.
Yeah. And it will go underground a bit and then come out. It's a sick line, bruv.
Yeah,
sick
line, bruv.
And the inside, the way the doors, they were just
they're
perfect.
Sick. And it had that black bit at the bottom.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Look at us getting upset about train stock.
You know what? We had this sent in a bit of fan art when they heard you were coming on.
Okay.
Mutlak from Mauritania.
Oh,
he did that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's a nice
little outline. I like that.
Yeah. I'll send it to you.
Oh,
yeah.
Respect, man.
Yeah, big
nice.
Up.
Prez's got style, man.
Yeah.
He's
always
a bad man,
Prez
no doubt.
Was always one for telling me if you don't get the star perfect, then it's unacceptable. I mean, ideas have come out here with a nice star, it's good. You know,
like
you've done it in 1 second.
Although it's got that double bit there, which is.
I don't know.
Later on, John, off we get.
Okay, now we got an empty carriage. Now wait, can I just say one thing? Me and Frez, when this happened and everyone got off the carriage, we'd all go, orale, orale. That means everything's cool.
Everything's cool. We're nice.
Orale.
You can get a couple of
ah, you know
doors.
What?
No, look.
Oh, yeah,
let's hand this to you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna film it. You've
got to
grab.
Do you want me to
film it?
Do you want me to bomb?
Oh.
Careful opening
what is it.
It's Fibbins, but
yeah,
it's a mix. It's
gun?
A mix of all sorts of Fibbins in there.
This looks cool.
But it's got purple. It's got navy Fibbins. It's got a whole bunch of Fibs in there.
Ah! Look how fat he really is, bro.
Get it with your phone.
Oh shit, 25.
Yeah, it's 2025.
This is sick. Oi.
Yeah, boy.
He's loving the pen. He's loving the pen.
This pen's lovely. This is sick.
Yeah, all good.
The next station is South Whitehead. Change here for National Rail Services.
Got one more stop. Yeah, Ams comes with the styles.
Yeah,
I always see your inches, man.
Sick.
See how quickly we battered it, though.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. We can move through as well. Grab your bag and Yeah, and we'll just get off out of the bag one code. Yeah, we go.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. See how he's calm.
Yeah.
We're good here. This is quiet as well. So now we'll go to the other side. Shit, that was a nice inside. Got hammered. That's why I like 30 mils, because you can batter it quickly.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Takes up more space, doesn't it? 30 mils are just nice. I need to get my hands on that outline, man.
There's a next stop as well, we could have stayed.
Yeah, but it's the last one, West Rising.
Yeah, yeah.
It never go to the end. And so we go to the...
See there, the tips, never go to the end.
Yeah, never go to the back. Oi! Yeah, that'll be back in a minute, you watch.
Oh, shit.
But we'll get the back of it.
Of course it
but
will.
But hopefully we'll get one in front, yeah. We'll get the one in front. So that one just gone, that'll be the 15 minutes. So if you lot come down here, you'll see the plot where we plot. Yeah, it's been there, look at the stealth reach. It's been there for about a month, way before
the
Christmas.
Camera, Dick. And this pen didn't leak at all.
That pen's beautiful, the way it's coming out.
It's
not fibbing by itself, is it?
No, it's four different fibbins in there.
Yeah,
there's no black ink, it's all fibbins in there. But it's coming green, navy blue, oxblood and purple, but mainly purple. But there's only that much in there.
What happened to the original lid? You lost it?
I don't know, yeah. I just got that pen off my mate. Huh?
That lid works.
Yeah, it does its thing.
Out of all the things, you'd have to trial and error.
Yeah, exactly, it works.
How did you know?
Well, if you look at the lid, it's all bent out of shape and it's got a cut on
it. It works, it looks like
it's... Sick nib, though,
isn't it? That's sick. It's better than the original.
That's Ince's pen from back in the day. He still has it, and the fibbins is all... Oh, fuck your mum, not you, the fucking camera. It's all from back in the day.
Let me get my chin ready.
Beam, you hold the camera. this is old marker, yeah, and he gave it to me. I told him, look, we're meeting Odia, I gotta get a biggie marker torch pen. What do you call it? A torch, yeah? Come, give me that pen. So that's called a torch because it looks like a torch. Like
your get shirt, a couple of reaches in paint.
And it's filled with the old fibs, you know what I mean? Old fibbins.
We'll be alright. We'll just stay on this a couple of stops.
Alright.
I felt like a young'un, man, doing them inside. Yeah.
Brings it back, doesn't it? Look at it.
All right, let's place a bet. Is there going to be an OD?
Will there be someone on it as well?
Yeah.
I don't think there will.
There might be someone.
Oh, there is. Oh.
Let's see. The bet's on. Bet's on. People in the live chat, tell us.
Look, there's one man there as well. Let's get on the back here. No, don't worry. He won't say come. Here, I'm gonna bomb the back. He won't say he's cool. He's blessed.
Oh, it's neither now.
Get a quick reach if you want. That's it. Oh, we stay on.
Yeah.
We'll bomb these, we can bomb this a bit.
This is an
insane
team!
That looks killer! That is a killer! Yeah, that's calm. We'll just stay on for one more.
Let me get a reach, you got the pin.
Come.
I'm gonna go right across the whole thing.
Whoa!
This pit, I love this pit.
Coming out soon.
He's getting his bed in.
Lines are fucked. So look, it's unlucky. In about half an hour, maybe to an hour, the whole train's empty.
Yeah.
So we normally start there and then we'll get off two more stops down and we'll get off down here. So we've done four carriages. I'm in. Yeah. Shit. This is going to roll all the way through city now. Bombed up. Woo! Yeah! Arms house, you get me?
That's what I'm saying!
The real deal.
That's what I'm saying. That's some. We're outside.
We're outside.
But he's a lit. When you want to see how to bomb the insides, bruv, when we gave him that pin, gone! Bro, battered, bruv. And then the paint comes out on the next one, batters it.
It's like the tagging squat.
Yeah.
To get those doors, you have to be able to, you know.
Exactly. But some of those doors had paint reaches and pen reaches on them.
Yeah.
Bruv.
Put in work there, man. Yeah.
Sick.
We don't condone this type of behaviour.
Yeah, we do though. Yeah, bum the London Underground, bruv.
Who do you think now then is the most active for you? That you think?
I think like. At the moment, I think, well, there's a lot of foreign writers, isn't it? But I mean, in London, Pilot is active. Baz, obviously, big up the DDS brothers, always active.
Yeah.
I mean, don't you think it's funny? DDS is like someone always, a lot of the olders might not be around, but they're around. But
someone's always
active.
Yeah.
But Pilot, I'd say, is active. Big up Law.
Yeah.
Spill. Force is still active.
Yeah.
And that's what we're saying. You've got people, they're coming and out, but some people, they just stay. Don't matter how their life changes.
Who else? I'm thinking someone else.
What about, because that's all West, man. Like, people are going to be like, we're very West London-centric. We're a very West London-centric podcast, but, you know, we're all, you know, I don't venture.
That's one of the good things about insides.
Mm.
Yeah. If you're like in the far east or the far west and you batter the insides, you know they're going to go to the other end of the city.
For real.
Motherfuckers are going to see that shit. And even if they've never seen your dubs and pieces and that, they still see it. They're like, I've heard of him. I've seen him. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. He must be one of those west dudes. That's how they think. Because you never meet each other, but you see each other's. For me, that was. People like Element. Do you remember Element? I never met him. Yeah, but everything was always battered from.
That's who Tox was first writing with. Element.
Yeah.
When he first branched out, Tox and Element were always together.
Yeah.
They used to write Ment, and then they.
Yeah, exactly.
Doing,
yeah, Ment.
They started doing insides. That's when I met them at Foundling and that.
Yeah.
Then they started doing yards and that. I chatted him on the gram. Ment's cool. He was a real one.
Yeah.
He hasn't done so much nowadays. But I reckon he's one to come back.
You reckon?
Yeah. Because Tox is still, you know.
Yeah. But fucking hell.
Ment's got bare pictures on that, you know?
Oh, man.
What ends was he from?
Ment's east, I think.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was talking about, because that's how I saw his reaches from the insides.
That's it, yeah.
You know,
A lot of East writers jump on this line.
On that subject, when I first started writing Amber, I used to write Amber Nectar.
Mm.
Yeah, both.
The full thing.
I used to write the whole thing. I was a toy, you know what I mean? And so I was writing Amber Nectar on the districts.
Wow.
Then I started seeing, because I used to get that train to school, but then I started seeing someone from East London who wrote Nectar.
Mm.
And so I started seeing Nectar reaches on the train. Wow. And I was like, oh, fuck, okay, there's a Nectar. So then I just dropped the Nectar and stuck with Amber. So there was some dude in East.
Shortened it up.
Yeah, it was for the best, you know.
Mm. And now you write Am sometime. You've super
Just laziness, man. Nice, lack of paint.
Don't you find four letters is good. Three letters are cool, but four letters are cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When you start getting five, six, seven letter types,
Element, you know me, what you did. No, yeah, that's true. That's true, man.
Theme as well, T H E M E. That's why sometimes I like F.
Mm. Yeah. Theme.
Yeah, for real.
But ultimately, it's like, because that the way you do Oh Dear. The way it's one line like that, yeah. I mean, you do break up sometimes, but you can do it in one line, especially with how the E and the A link up with the short
it's
A.
It's for ease and speed, isn't it?
It's for ease and speed, you know? And like, because there's an artistic side, but then there's a necessity side.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
With him, you can see...
It's finding that balance.
You can see when he's got on and he's just battering it. And it's one of those, I've got to batter a couple of them and then get off. And you can see when he does a different style, when he's blading, thinking, okay, cool, I've done a few, I've got a bit of time, and he gets a different style.
For real,
but it's a nice inside style.
For real. Yeah. Remember T's RIP, he touched on the speed of bombing, but keeping your style. T's was a master. If you notice, he could bomb, but it looks like he's going mad, but a beautiful type. Nice. You know what I mean?
Pop Danny in.
What's this toy shit?
Toys are out, wow. Toys are out, bro. Yeah, let's get on this one.
Getting off as well.
This is.
Imagine if we bumped into someone as well, Spo or someone around here.
I bumped into Pilot and that not so long ago, just doing it. I wouldn't do nothing in front of him, though.
Wait, at that last platform, the only announcements were no smoking on the platform, And then the next one was undercovers are on the trains and the stations at all times, so please get ready to show your ticket, And then the third one was some next bait one. I was like, there's blatantly some bird just looking at us. I'm going to press all the bad ones, like, try and prank them out of it. And you two didn't even notice. I was like, right, every one of these is some negative shit.
They do that, though, man. You get them on the trains as well.
Yeah.
Back BTP and all that.
This is us now,
isn't it? Yeah.
Who's this guy?
This guy's not hot, is he?
No, he's any guy.
Alright, let's calm. Yeah.
We like to listen to tunes here on the old dance
floor. Mm.
And we reached out to
Odia
here to...
Dino Spectrum.
Yeah, Dino Spectrum from...
Yeah, they're from New York.
Oh, they're from New York.
Yeah, they're graffiti writers as well still. But they're very good MCs and producers.
The Dino Spectrum. I haven't heard much from these lot, man.
Trust me, listen to their albums, man. You'll love it. I know you guys, their writers, they talk a lot about graffiti in their tunes as well.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, man.
Well, this is a track called Traction.
Big up.
I don't have a mic on me, but... Okay. I've been chatting shit now.
Here's a tune called Traction by Dino Spectrum. Let's go.
You're stepping to us, you need traction, or you'll be another sucker. Miss it in action.
Pathological fantasies of a million OZs, inhalational OD, ecstasy, codeine, slow beam vision of life in and out of prison, impressionable wisdom. Struggle your zone,
yeah.
Son,
yeah.
Fit, man,
I'm
fuck
a rabbit.
It's true and fuck the label that owns it.
That's what they're on. You listen to them, you want to go out there.
To get me lit and immobile, promos
cross
the global,
but most
are lacking in vocals. They don't suffice, that's why we must heist. There ain't no substance in your cup, it's just a whole bunch of crushed ice. I buy two just ice box sets, but brought up a copy of that obnoxious shit. For even pay to see you rock your shit. I lost my grip on the whole vocabulary, but you lost reality. When I grabbed the mic, you broke your cherry. Mission, ignore the bullshit out of existence. Alas, overruled, cause they got the masses twisted. I wonder if God will have any pity on MCs.
knees. Arms out, son. As being average human beings. Some ain't seeing the fox. Others think I'm part of a rapper caught in a way to be placed in the back of a vault. The black angel can't be caught stalking. Sometimes you can feel him when you're walking. Listening when you're talking. Thine eyes is keener than a falcon. Excuse me for gawking. I think I've seen your face before in a coffin. Or maybe I'll rob you while we were coughing. Like Afion, jet back off to the loft where we got the software. Life is always lost, never fair. So there's no type of amusement to take music out of my head. I grew up psychotic, but I kept the shit in the closet. Reading magazines about scoping and killing targets. That's why I'm harsh with any individual who wants to test the lyric hail, Melagail. I ring bells and swing rails over the crowd. Trying to scout to the mic. Who can envision my life? Having sessions throughout the night. Why get excited when I see these fake MCs styling? Cancel contracts are piling. Niggas be diving, telling lies and fibs about the life. You must be high off this drama in a tripe and bitch. I strike your shit and bring about violent currencies cause I'm merciless. Suck on a nipple just for preservatives.
Accurate attacks, smack niggas back. Millennium is militant tactics. Attract black youth to my tenement square. Cinnamon brown skin, 4-point square. Assault mechanism.
This is exactly what we thought it was going to be. This is exactly what I wanted it to be as well, bro. Thank you, bro. Come out, man. Just fucking reminisce. Man, just made me remember, like, this geezer is a... He's a writer, bruv.
Like the old.
Absolutely battered that inside there in seconds, bruv. Just like reminding me, like.
It's crazy.
Fuck.
So
bruv.
Easy as well, yeah. When you do it properly.
Yeah. No, that was like some military shit.
No one has to see you, no one has to, man. You know what I mean?
Bosh.
What you don't see, right here.
Bosh.
Just see the aftermath. The beauty.
Yo, we are living in the 90s, motherfucker, in the arms house. Catching insides, battering them.
That's the winner from last week. Yeah, that
YouTube comment. Wait, ban your BR, bruv!
Shoot and turbo, whatever it is.
Yo. Yo. But first of all, nobody does it like fucking Arms House. This is sensational. This is exactly what I wanted it to be. We are living in the 90s right now. Right now. The insides are getting smashed, bruv. Bunning zoots on the tube, bruv. Doing what he wants, bruv. It's like, dude, the house, man. This is the nuts.
Cool.
Everything's getting battered because he's a certified Don. I'm just saying how he reminded me how it all goes down. Yeah. Like military precision bombing every door done in seconds.
Yeah.
Different styles, different reach, bruv.
Yeah, bombing, hard.
Different materials, insides with paint and pens. But yo.
It's a beautiful thing.
I wanted to pick a winner from last week's competition, which is the giveaway of the mulch colours.
No, it's the History in a Shoebox Volume 1.
Yo, it's the History in a Shoebox Volume 1. And someone who left a comment is Clapper02, C-L-A-P-A-02. He said, the earth is flat. Keller has the best graph pod and Tupac is alive and well and lives in Dagenham. I like what he's done there, bruv. The earth is flat. Keller has the best graph podcast and Tupac is alive and lives in Dagenham. I see. I nearly started there because when I was reading it, I was like, what the fuck am I reading out?
That's crazy.
But big up Clapper02. Get in touch with us. Email, Instagram, and we'll post out the thing. And then we've got another giveaway.
If people... Give me that thing. Take the camera.
See, that's the only bit we've got to get used to.
Bro. If people leave a comment under this episode, you can win this Peacemaker book done by my main man, Shucks. He's donated it. I saw him last night at Leek Street. Big up Stocky and all the heads that ran that event down in Leek Street. Big up all the heads that came up to me and showed love for the Arms House as well. Big love to all of you. I'm not going to name all of you now.
Yeah, but get on the train and do some insides, you pricks. Fucking Leek Street.
No doubt. And everyone was showing a lot of love. So big up. And big up all those who bought me a pint as well. You know what I mean? Much appreciated. Yeah, I mean. So Shucks. I saw him. He hooked me up. I should get it out of my bag, really. It was probably helpful, innit? What do you think of that? Paper Makers.
That'll be the first carriage, won't it?
Oh dear, have a little flick through that, man. You got two hands. It's just basically like a sketchbook with different things you can draw on.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
a little fun
these.
Thing.
You never used to get these back in the days. Look, Intercity 125.
Yeah. Oh shit.
You don't even see them on the land.
Nah. Yeah, he's got loads of throwback trains and loads of other stuff.
Old
I don't know, I haven't even looked through it.
Old school freight, yeah. National Rail freight and that. Wow. So it's like the old tent. That's a little Met. Looks like,
yeah.
Like a old little map.
Yeah.
It's probably a baby.
Yeah, that's the inside. Where's the old dairy, bro?
That needs something. That's like the
you
inside.
You know what? We'll get you to do one tag in cool, this as well. Cool. So whoever wins
that looks
this
like
book,
a Bakerloo.
There'll be an OD tag in cool. it as well.
That's kind of cool.
Actually, let's get a video of him doing a tag on it, yeah? Fuck it, lean up on that yellow thing there.
Oh, you mean with the one of the fat pens?
So here we go. Maybe not on the door, just do it across the whole fucking page. Like maybe here. On a train, maybe not on that one. Yeah. I know that's probably perfect, yeah, actually, but...
I think one at reach here would look
good. Oh, go on.
Make it look like it's in the thing, you know?
Yeah. Do an AHC here in the middle as well. Easy. All right, lads, you can win that book. Leave a comment below and we will pick one of the comments next week.
That's cool.
And who knows what's in store for Arms House? Who knows where we'll be next week and who we'll be talking to? You know what I mean? You know what I'd love to do is do a little bit of graph critique. What do you think about that? Have you seen how we do graph critique?
Yeah.
Are you in onto that? Or
like what? You're going to...
You're a humble man, but people send in their graffiti for us and they say, rinse me. They go take the piss.
Yeah.
They're mainly, most of them are toys, not all of them, but I got a couple. We'll show you and then you just tell me what you think of
them. I have to tell you, I know what
you don't have to do nothing, but you can just,
say what I think about it.
Just, yeah.
I've seen that, yeah.
Think
yeah,
it's good,
yeah.
think
yeah,
it's shit, cool. but be yeah. honest. Yeah, that's all we ask for. All right, so we can start off with bare people coming up to me yesterday as well, going, oi, Tapas, all right, Tapas, where's Tapas?
Stop that.
Yeah, loving it.
Tapas.
All right, let's start with this one. It says, actually, you know what? Let me flip it. Can you see what it says?
I'm trying to make out what it says. A, C.
Yeah.
Something A. Acer.
Acer. There's bare people who write Acer, you know.
Do you know what? You took the words out of my mouth. I was going to say bare people have written that.
Enough people have written Acer.
Do you know what? Like, you know, everyone starts somewhere.
Yeah.
He's got the right idea, like, you know what I'm saying? But...
Throw up style. Mm. The colour, though, like the green outline with that mad purple.
Sickly, like the way he's done the spots. Like.
And it looks like he's got herpes sores going all around the thing.
That's crazy.
Why the red with the white round outline of the fucking red? Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Do you know
man?
What I can say about this, Stephanie? I prefer his tag style to the fucking, the actual thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's getting somewhere. He's got basic structure of the letters.
Exactly.
Looks more like throw-up style, doesn't it?
More throw-up style. The letters are balanced nicely, you know what I mean? They're not great, you know what I mean? They're okay. I'm not going to, you know, they're
all
right.
He's done his border and that.
Done a triple border, no, double border.
Someone's better than I've seen worse.
But those circles inside, the bubbles, pilot on
pilot.
The team.
Bush jump.
Pilot, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Pilot bush jump.
Bush jump. But these look theme. Check this out, man. Look at these red herpes sores going through.
They do look a bit like an STI, don't they? That is sexually transmitted, bruv. Utterly bug. Look at the hand styles.
And
what
he had to do the border in red, didn't he? Like?
Yeah.
I was just saying to him, the tag is better than the theme.
Yeah, it is.
The tag's got more style, I reckon, than that.
Yeah.
Even though the R completely lets it down with it.
Yeah.
But yo, you so can't write out. Acer, man.
No, exactly.
You can't, and I'm sure there's been like a good Acer. Before.
Oh, there's been loads of Acers, man.
It's one of those tags, isn't it?
Acer.
Stand back and...
It's like Zorro. Please. As you're growing up, sorry, I'm sure you've seen Zorro.
You
like...
just told me to come in and look at that, bro.
You. Yeah. But okay, let's go with this one here.
T-Bone.
T-Bone. Yes.
Wow. That's all right.
I mean, the E, though, man.
The E's...
Actually,
funky.
This
funky.
Is
all right.
Yeah,
but this one does it. He's not made it out. Man.
Yeah, first but he was good. Second
it's
one,
it's a panel.
It.
It's a nice, you know, still a panel. Window on, down.
Yeah, it's got like the green going into lighter green, top to bottom. The fade. I'm sure he tried to fade that. It's
the little
not really.
Bubbles, all right. I like the way he's dropped the bubbles through it.
Yeah, they're not
and
too bad.
The fade is not too bad.
You're being nice, man. Look, you see, who would have thunk it? Oh dear. He's a nice, caring individual. He cares.
It's not my kind of style, though.
I know.
It's not my kind of style, though, but
it's on a panel. Props to him.
Yeah.
T-Bone's out there doing it. Respect. T-Bone, actually, Talal, my brother, Talal. I call him T-Bone. That's his nickname. But Now, look at the tee. Like, he's obviously rushed it, but he's, you know, he's done well to get he's a two-colour fade thing in there. It's too rushed. It looks a bit whack. Mm. You know what I mean? If you're going to do something, allow the two-colour fade, work on your letters. Mm. And it's too small. I was going to say it's
floating.
You could
have filled up the panel there.
Fill it up.
The window down. It's a floater below a window.
Yeah. You could have done the actual, you know, filled up the panel.
It's taking some helium. Crazy. Man. It's just floating up on the panel, man. That. You've got to bring it back down from the bottom, you know, fill it up from the window down. Mm. Right, okay.
But always get props for doing steel, always.
Yeah, at least he's done the panel and he's got to finish.
He got to finish, yeah. But if only you just allow the two colours, stick with one colour fill and do bigger letters.
What is this, a Southwestern?
Yeah, it looks
where's
like
where's the
it.
Blue? There's blue, should be blue on it.
It'll be coming up from there. Yeah, this is right at the front. This must be the front carriage.
I was thinking it's got to be a Southwestern, isn't it? It's that kind of colours.
Yeah, man.
It's not bad, though, I suppose.
Big up, T-Bone. Thanks for sending that in, man. Everyone else, please keep sending in your graph for critique, because who knows who we'll have on critiquing your graph, you know what I mean?
Keep hitting panels, do some insides, do the lot.
Get off your ass, man. Don't just be posting on Instagram, man. You know what I mean? Although, you know what I mean? Do your thing. When it comes to hand styles, and I'm talking worldwide now, you can keep it London if you want.
Wait, let's wait around here while this train comes.
Yeah? You can keep it London if you want, but I'm talking you can be all worldwide. Hand styles. Yeah. Who have you seen? I know I'm putting you on the spot. It's hard to think of one, but who have you seen that you're like, yo, that's ill?
Well, in London, I've got to say Shu Tu. It was one of my favourite and still is. Yeah? You'll never see someone who can pick up a pen or a spray can and just bust those different styles.
He's
like,
got so many styles under his belt.
Yeah, he can write his tag one way, but then there's so many ways.
Yeah.
But style-wise, Diet as well, I've always rated for hand styles.
Yeah.
Oh, we can... Oh. This one might not be live for us.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's not...
End, no?
Sorry, man. We'll go through, innit?
Sweet. You got the camera and everything,
yeah? We'll just step through, innit? And we'll be right.
I'm gonna go and have a word with him.
The next
station is South Whitehead, Chenchina,
for National Rail
Services. What's
going on with
my guy?
Comes out better.
My guy's doing not.
It's alright though.
He's a nobody.
We see. We stay on.
Yeah, he's minor.
Stay on this for a couple.
He's got his phone out, but everyone's got their phone out.
Yeah. Sorry. We'll stay on this for a couple, see how it goes.
That's a clean end, you know.
Should have used the paint on it still. But it's because there's a cleaner and there's a cleaner two carriages down. Could still get it though.
No, we're just pretending, love. We're just pretending there's nothing there, love.
Can't see it.
Nah. Can't get nicked.
The beauty of that, though, it will come out pink.
Can't get nicked. Well, I'm just polishing the wall, bruv. Just polishing the wall. Oh, what? So I want to see those, like, change into reaches.
I know. Got that ink in it though. That pink's nice.
Yeah, that's a nice pink. Nice pink.
It's got stealth in it as well. That's coming out dirty. Ooh.
That's a nice thing.
There's still juice left in that thing.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Smash it, bro.
Wow.
You need to smash it. It's yours.
Well, I don't know about that. I might
squeeze it, yeah.
No, you got to smash it for the pot. That's his.
Oh, of course.
We can
do what you want with it.
Yeah, we can stay. Maybe go back up. This train's a bit dead.
Yeah, the train is a bit dead, isn't it?
Yeah. Tom, should we go back up one? It's mad now. The cleaners now, they float about.
Yeah.
They don't, they're not on the graph now. It's mad. It's 5 to 9. We'll go up, get one more, I think. Look at those ADD scratches.
Yeah.
Wow. You know what? There's a question we like to ask guests on the pod that we've done a couple times.
Yeah.
What's a piece or a mission or something you've done that you never ended up getting photos for that you really rate, that like got lost in memories, you know what I mean? Maybe a train.
I'll be the truth. I'll tell the truth. There's panels that I've done.
Yeah.
Like, especially in back in the days, that I never got flicks for. Like, we'd just end up doing the yard. It weren't even planned. So there's a lot. Yeah. There's a lot of things. Yeah. I can remember I done Rickmansworth once, and Sub was there. I never got photos of that. Many, many panels. G I've done many times. I never got photos of the things I've done there.
Going to do a mission, and you don't get any photos. Is one of the best and worst things about Graf.
I mean,
it's one of the best, because then you could say, nah, you lot won't believe this panel. Yeah. Nah, it was the greatest panel, yeah. Nah, of all time.
The fish was this big, I swear, when I caught it. It was this big.
Yeah, baddest panel. I've done a top to bottom whole train on my J's. Do you know what I mean? It was just one of them nights.
Did you get flicks of it?
Nah, no flicks. But I'm telling you, yeah, baddest thing you've ever seen in your life. Yeah. You can do a bit of that. But there is a bit of like mystique to it as well, because they're missions that sometimes you don't think, we're not going on a mission, we're going pub. And then someone says on the way back, oh, can we do, we're walking past or whatever. Mm. Someone's got some paint, or there's some paint stashed, or it's next to someone's house. Why don't we go and do G now? Why don't we go and do G now? Sometimes those missions are the baddest missions.
And of course, a lot of importance is placed on the documentation of Graf, of course. And we love that photos are taken. And of course, it's all about trying to document your stuff. But it's not the be-all, end-all of everything. You know what I mean?
Oh, look, there's some reaches on there.
That was reaches on there, isn't it?
Yeah, there's reaches on there. It's not seeing too much of our insides, though, today. They took the trains out to work on them, I reckon.
Because they got battered.
Yeah. Look, it's all clean, man. Oh, look, I've seen this train before, though.
You can get a reach there, that's kind.
This would be nice on the floor, if you do sit on it. It feels a bit sticky, but it's nice. Oh, that is coming out nice.
Is coming out nice, isn't it?
I juiced it a bit, look. That is a nice mix, what you made there, Ams.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's coming out lovely. Look at the reach, bro. You can just tell, like, the way it's settling now.
Yeah,
that's sinking in, you know the floor is good.
Yeah.
It sinks into it. Get a couple here. Let him go off in it. Sinking in.
Yeah.
This is us. We should get a nice one from here. And then we'll meet.
This one's got to get battered though, yeah? We haven't battered one for a while.
Yeah,
that's
we'll
sick photo, look at that, boy.
6 minutes.
Might have seen a little. Forget your footage in that. 6 minutes, bruv. Put your shot to them selector. I'm going to get dark and sinister. But insides is the one that makes you feel. Makes you feel alive again. I'm feeling a bit down or whatever. That's when I do graph. I go out on my J's and do some graph.
The lines is beautiful.
But sometimes
for
you don't want to go do a dab or do a period. Just come out on the lines.
Yeah. And there's so much happening on the lines. It's good. Like tonight, I'm so surprised. Normally it's running.
You get more of an update as well of what's going on, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fucking hell, because I always think I've got to go and do a dab and jump over this and do it, but you can just go and do insides.
I've noticed on the central line there's a lot going on at the moment, but at the weekends you won't see it because they're cleaning it. So in the weekday, you see all of it.
Yeah.
You see, there's a lot of runners sitting in the yards at the moment. But they've got a backlog going on. Yeah. You've got all these window down hole cars and they've just buffed the windows. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
On the central.
And some of them are running for ages.
No, like a month and that.
Yeah.
It's really sick.
We saw a couple runners on the way
sick,
up.
It's sick at the moment. No. That's why I've been out a lot. And the Bakerloo.
Mm.
Bakerloo line, I guarantee you, if we went there tonight, you'll see runners outside. Just running that. It's fresh, like done last night.
My brothers and sisters, if you would allow me tonight.
This tune is called Bread, Wine, Body, Blood by K.A. Rest in peace. Big tune.
I want to touch on some points, man. It bothered me. With the culture, but, man. It's just magic, man. It's just too magic. Money this, money that, all that shit dummy rap. Should get them people money back. Habs got them strung up, never slung them fact.
keep them dumb. Sprung up in that youngin' trap. Was largely cutting family's fees, they just a lumberjack. Ever notice there's never no fix. Only drunk of crack. Ain't writing gems, the type of ends, then they run it back. Nah, peep, why they call it heat, it's just a running track. Then it's drink this, smoke that. Shit so whack, give a wolf, no percent of living proof. You didn't know that, I had to tell you. That's on the path to failure roadmap. It ain't the way to no goals, it's to choke hold, slow tap. The gist of this is to keep submissive and pro rap. Another poison message, you hold it precious cause you toe tap.
I love that. Old school, taking it back, hitting all the bottom. No, that's what used to happen, you get on this bomb, lad.
Struggle that we all go through. Don't be the weapon they use to harm you, man. This is a shared struggle that we all go through. Don't be the weapon they use to harm you. Then it's pussy this, ass that. All that shit trash rap. You started as empowerment, I'm feeling now it's past that. Yes, I'm with sexual expression if any fine lashback. But this proper prostitution, always asking where the cash at. Sure you selling me melody, but keep telling me your ass fat. Oh, you just a succubus, wanna suck till the stash tap. Get a twist, I like a pretty miss with a fast gap. This crazy world, don't put our baby girls on the fast track. Then it's gun this, gang that, son the most profane rap. Just a lot of bored noise, I got our boys laying flat. Still a must, stop killing us, should be the main pack. For our mother's good, choose brotherhood, bang that. Had enough of every touch, we're seeing muscles where the brains at.
That's how you do.
Those that do us dirt should be the aim black. FBI and clan kills your leaders, we not gonna pay them back. That's how we move.
We'll get off here, yeah.
Y'all can stay intact.
And we'll get the next chain going down.
Alright. Don't be the weapon in you.
This one, hammer. No way, that looks bomb. That looks bomb.
Yeah, we didn't do any of that. It was all sent in anonymously. Anonymously.
What makes just tagging so fun to do?
It's just,
unless you feel just, alive because...
It's bombing, isn't it?
Because people say
so
you're not...
Quick,
yeah.
You're free.
You're not supposed to do it. Yeah. Don't do this, don't do that. Follow, but you can do what you want, people, man.
It brings that energy, innit?
You can do what you fucking
look
want.
Look at the energy we just created on the train.
Yeah, I couldn't breathe on there, brother.
I know, all the smell. You're looking around, it's all dusty. Everywhere's fucked.
Bro, that was like back in the day, bro. Yeah, that was nuts.
There's something about bombing inside with paint. I love it as well.
Gets especially fucked. The black. That black you've got is hard. Dirty. Was that a nitro?
That's a dope one.
Fucking
I
hell.
I use that outline.
Yeah.
You know, but I like this. It's the last dregs, isn't it? So. Yeah, that tin somewhere up there, I threw it out the window.
Right.
It's done. One of my reaches, you can see it just squeezed out.
Yeah, I saw there.
Oh, the black one, yeah?
Yeah.
I got to like a it's white.
It's lovely though, on the doors, man.
It has that kind of almost like, not stone chip, waxall kind of effect.
Yeah, you see it goes like bubbly.
Yeah.
I'm glad you see that, it's beautiful.
Yeah,
and when it dries, that's how you know it's going to be thick.
And it's still probably quite early,
hopefully,
no?
Hopefully, them trains will run. They'll run. Yeah. They'll, this week, they'll be running.
Well, I tell you what. Now, this is a quite a deep subject, yeah? Because you went away for Graf, right? And I've never been to prison, you know what I'm saying? And like, but to go to prison for something like Graf, you were telling
love
me...
as well.
Yeah.
And, like, there's no... Like, if I'm going to go to prison, for anything... I'd want it to be Graf because it's harmless. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's not like I don't want to go to prison for robbing someone or, you know, stabbing someone, whatever the fuck, you know? But you were saying you had a bit of a hard time when you were in there.
Well,
people didn't really believe you.
I have a hard time. I've been in prison loads of times before that, but
okay.
Going there for graffiti is like, I had a man saying they didn't believe I
they
was there.
They wouldn't believe you.
Because I was telling the man I've got 24 months of graffiti. They're like, nah.
They didn't believe you.
Do you know what I mean? Like, show me your paperwork. Nah. It won't like that, but still.
Wow.
You know, like, so man just didn't believe me at first, didn't
he? Yeah.
But then when they realise and I've, you know, people have asked me and I would say, nah, that's the idea. Boom, boom.
Yeah, because you're surrounded by people who have done fucking crazy
big
shit.
Big birds and that,
yeah? Yeah, I bet.
But it created a, you know, it was a moment like, you know, when they met me, it was like, nah, nah.
They won't forget that.
Yeah, they won't forget
They'll
that.
They'll be like, I knew a kid in here, crazy. Fucking, he's in here for writing his name.
And then they see me getting up in the prison, like, shh.
They get the prison reaches.
Because
yeah,
remember, a lot of people don't get graffiti until they meet a writer.
Yeah.
And look, some people meet writers on road, but I met plenty of people in jail, and I'm probably the first writer they've ever met.
Exactly, yeah.
They and I'm like, of course. Yeah, it's crazy.
And then they see a little prison reach, right? And then they start clocking what the whole thing is.
But hopefully we spark something in them now. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Well, just the creative side of it.
Yeah, man.
And also a lot of people who do, like, obviously not to get into mad details, but, you know, we know a lot of people who, they do graph, but they also do a lot of other dodgy shit.
Yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying. And so that's their creative outlet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? They might be grimy in other ways and, like, doing whatever to survive in other ways. But then,
where are you channeling that creativity, you know?
I think that's always a shining light in anyone's life is something you can be passionate about, something you can...
And express fully.
Express
without
yourself.
Feeling like you don't feel no way. Like,
exactly.
You know, I've been jailed, but it didn't stop me determining one way.
Yeah.
So probably made you want to do
more
graph,
if anything, yeah.
Yeah. It's just time to practice sketching, isn't it?
Yeah, because now I feel like I've got to get my own back.
You know what I'm
saying? So I do.
You got to make up for lost time.
Yeah. And I don't hurt nobody, bruv. Exactly. I like art. I like graph.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, I've always kind of said this, like, because when I see people post up pictures of trains, like, let's say you see it on the Metro newspaper or something, or vandals took over the train, whatever. Mm. You always get comments from, like, bods who don't do graph, going, "Oh, but I like it. It looks pretty. Well, they should allow it to leave it and all that stuff." Mm. You know, you've heard all that stuff, and I get that, and I love that.
Mm.
But I've always kind of said it's not about how good the art is.
Yeah.
Graffiti symbolizes a lack of control by the powers that be, whether it's the London Underground, whether it's the police, whether it's whatever.
Mm.
And graffiti is a shining symbol of, nah, fuck that.
Fuck that, we're going to do what
I'm going to do what I want.
Yeah.
And we're doing it in a beautiful way.
We are the people, them.
Yeah. So I always kind of let people know that who go, "Oh, this looks so cool." I'm like, they don't care how it looks. It's a symbol of lack of control, you know?
It's true. We're not like sheep, like following. Like, we're prepared to do something different.
Exactly.
A lot of people wouldn't do.
Like, when they say, you know...
Just because they're told not to do it, they don't realise. It's like, hang on, that's just something... They don't care about your health and safety in the TFL.
Yeah.
They care about costs and clean-up costs.
And getting sued.
And cost and sued and cost. Yeah. They don't give a fuck about any of you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, well, no, I'm sure some of them don't want you to hurt yourself, ultimately.
No, but that doesn't come into it. What comes into it is, like, the cost of other things.
Mm.
So the going on the line and doing the cost of it.
That's number one,
They don't care. Like, when they say no trespassing past this point, it's not for... It makes it out like it's like a red sign like this, like a driving sign that you're going to get hit by deer or some shit. Mm. It's for your safety. It's not for your safety.
Mm.
It's because they just don't want... They just... The clean-up costs.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Costs and costs and costs.
But kids don't go on the tracks.
Yeah.
Sorry, just I keep coming, I'm like, you know, I got cognitive dissonance right here now, you know what I mean? But you know what I mean.
It's the latest episode of all time.
If you do go on the tracks, be careful.
Yeah, exactly. At least know what you're fucking doing.
Know what you're doing.
You know what? Yesterday at this thing in the art showcase thing in Leek Street, there was this kid there. Because I did a quick dub on the way in, just took 2 seconds just to let people know I was there. This kid came up to me. He looked like he was 9, but he wasn't. He was 11. And he goes, taps me on like 11. That. And he's like, Amber, like that. And I was like, what? I was 11. Like, easy. 11 years old.
1 year older than my youth.
And he said,
he's not watching
Amber, I can't believe it. I was watching you yesterday my YouTube and Arms House, and now I'm seeing you in the flesh.
Yeah, but what are you doing, the old man of that? What are you? How's your son was watching that?
No, listen.
He's 11, bro. What are you watching Arms House for?
Listen, brother. This kid is special, yeah? His dad was standing right next to him. And the first thing I said, I looked at his dad. I go, your kid shouldn't be what? Because I asked him, how old are you?
Is that what you said?
Yeah. I asked the kid how old he is. He said he's 11. I go, what? And then I look at, and then I go, is that your dad? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, he shouldn't be watching Arms House. I said, he's too young. And his dad just went, it's all right. And then I started talking to this kid. He's in a crew with Ecto and some other writer. And
he's
he had his black book with him.
Wow.
I was like, all right, let me see the black book.
Love that.
The kid is like some fucking savant kid. Like, well, he's doing crazy sketches with 3D, drop 3D, but like graph.
He's
not
11.
Like, and he's, I'm going to show you. I took pictures. Oi!
Oi, there you go. What was I saying?
Yeah.
We've been out too long not to see nothing.
And yeah. Done, yeah exactly.
But I'm saying, but I just want to say, like, there's that kids watch this shit. So kids, please, chat to your parents. Here, don't chat to us, all right?
We're going to meet Future.
All right.
Oh, look, we've got another little one as well.
Orale, se. Orale.
Can you use the ink on this one?
Yes, just, yeah.
Taking a bit long to pull off.
Yeah, I know, I was thinking that.
Oh yeah, we're good, we're good.
Here we go.
Bombed it, though.
Yeah.
Nice, yeah, safe for the pot. You remind me of when I'm with man, yeah, and I'm doing inside.
Yeah.
And then I turn around, they're bombing it with paint.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going with paint.
No, that was your fault, bro. Yeah. You got the paint up first.
I know. It's addictive. It's like a very good shortcut. If you're using ink and then you bomb with paint, you're like, oh, paint, you can just blitz it quicker. But I love, you know, on the central line, you see the bits I was just bombing with the DDS? You know them white bits, you'd think they'd stain, but they don't.
Mm.
But, you know, I'm just doing it to get a run tomorrow.
I've seen them get buffed, they're just...
I've never seen anyone get good stains on them bits.
Mm.
You know, not ever. But it's mad, you get stains on the doors and the middle doors, isn't it? And the back. The back is the spot.
Fucking leather shoe dye, bro.
Purple Fibbins ink.
Trust me, that pen's coming out.
Well, you're going to tell him at work tomorrow.
I was drawing pictures, innit? Colouring in elephants.
With my kids, yeah. Sweet.
It's getting artistic, mate.
Yeah.
In the studio, you get me?
Yeah.
Locked away from my kids and my wife.
Yeah.
Just getting on one.
Exactly.
And this is the result. That's good enough excuse, though. You know, just say I'm an artist.
You must have done a blam once in some stinky ink. Give me the mic.
Yeah, I
in
remember.
A stinky ink, but then someone gets on the carriage and then like, sits down and lean on it.
Yeah, that's happened to me. They've leaned on it. They've got on. They're like, you can tell they've gone and just looked at man. Like.
People won't know they're
you know,
doing
ink,
that.
Certain ink smells sweet, though, with the alcohol, and it's so nice. It's very
distinctive.
So, you know, if you get on and it's just nice.
But when you use a stealth ink, people might be rubbing it on their jacket and they don't even know, bro.
Yeah.
What's the most expensive item of clothing you've ruined?
Oh, I've ruined so much
so
clothes.
So much, isn't it?
Too
Versace
much.
Jackets I've ruined.
Yeah.
I used to get hand-me-downs.
Trainers.
I used to get hand-me-downs. Oh, trainers must get fucked.
The paint can be a bitch as well.
Wax oil.
Yeah, wax oil.
Wax oil on your trainer.
On the trainers, it's done.
Mate, yeah.
Yeah, oh, so much clothes, man.
That's why I can't invest more than 100 quid on a pair of trainers because they're going to get ink on them at some point, man.
I've got to say, though, with the ink, as you get older, like now I tend to not get so much ink on my... I'm very wary.
Yeah.
I try my hardest.
Yeah.
I'm at home, like, trying to... It's only when you're out, you know, you get a bit on your hands.
But you know, you're out with someone else, they'll hand you a mop or something, and you take the, you pop the lid off and then just like that, and you're like, fuck you, why did you give me this
happen.
Shit?
Easily happen, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Fuck, man. Yeah. Wait, guys, I want to go out on this tune as well, yeah? This is, check this out for a tune, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Simon and Garfunkel, yeah? In 1966, they did a track called A Poem on the London Underground. And it's about a guy... who goes on the undergrounds and he writes poems on the walls. Like he was like, and I think it might be the first, the earliest tune about graph on the London Underground.
That's
even though it's technically not graph.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Simon and Garfunkel coming with it, man. So check it out, A Poem on the Underground. Peace, y'all.
Last train is nearly due, the underground is closing soon. In the dark, deserted station, restless in anticipation, a man waits in the shadows.
His restless eyes leap and scratch at all that they can touch or catch. Hidden deep within his pocket, safe within his silent socket, he holds a colored crayon. Now from the tunnel's stony womb, the carriage rides to meet the groom and opens wide the welcome doors, but he hesitates, then withdraws deeper.
All right, party
people.
I hate that. It's annoying, isn't it? And then you want to try and take a pinch of it, you know?
Careful.
Hello, girl.
Wait, can we do this outro quickly?
Sorry, man. This is an arms house outro, bruv. Testing out paint and nozzles, bruv. That's an arms house outro, bruv.
Yo, I want to say big love and respect to the main man.
Don't.
Legendary business, man. You know what I mean? We do it proper here, arms house, to your mum's house. 2025. Only more, better, bigger, more... fucking boisterous. I don't know what's
this
the word.
This whole episode, yeah. This whole episode was sent in anonymously.
Yeah.
No, we didn't do any of this. Nothing.
We don't encourage or condone this sort of behaviour. We were coerced into all this. You know what I mean? Like peer pressure. No, I'm kidding. Much love
arms
to
house.
Odia. Respect. Big up all the people out there doing your thing, man. You know, stay tuned, leave a comment to win that Peacemaker
learn
book.
Learn a thing or two from kings like this.
You know what I mean?
Learn a thing or two from kings like this because they're still out there doing it. Stop looking like this is doing graph.
This ain't no fly-by-night business. This is, you know, it's a life. It's a lifelong.
Learn a fucking thing or two, you little fuckers.
Big up, man. Episode 113. Leave a comment, hit the subscribe, hit the like. Peace and love, bye, people.
Arms house.
Arms house.
Chains gone suddenly, on wheels clicking silently, like a gently tapping litany. And he holds his crayon rosary tighter in his hand. Now from his pocket quick he flashes the crayon on the wall. He slashes deep upon the advertising, the single word only comprised of four letters. And his heart is laughing, screaming, pounding the foam across the tracks surrounding. Showered by the exit light, his legs take their ascending flight to seek the breast of darkness and be suckled by the night.
Boom, boom, DDS, boom, boom, boom.